Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers and other people that do stuff.
Well, that's good.
I am Cody from Organic Woodwork, which is still in business.
Yay!
As of right now.
Today?
As of today. But things change every day.
I am Ben from Myers Woodshop, and I still have a job so far.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm Brian, Fiery Squirrel Art.
On an extended vacation, stupid
I'm
teacher.
I'm paid by the state.
You're paid by me.
Yeah, I'm paid by the taxpayers who are...
giving you a 3-week vacation.
Well, not really. I'm facilitating alternate method of instruction. Yes,
how
I am, Ben. I am. Ben,
you've done nothing.
Ben,
you have no internet.
Ben, I have been planning the living daylights. And texting my principal a lot, okay? And now it's spring break, so get off my back.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, okay. How do you, I am curious, though, as an art teacher.
Yes.
How does that work on an AMI packet?
This is a legitimate question. Okay.
Take your crayons to school, home, kids.
That's basically it.
We need to get this
back
episode,
up some context.
Some context.
Okay, context first.
We are in the middle of the corona COVID-19 virus pandemic.
Yeah. Social distancing.
Here we are all gathered around a table.
We're in Arkansas.
Don't touch me.
We have shut down the schools till April 17th as of now. It just got extended. You cannot go into a restaurant. You cannot go into a bar. And
it really messes up.
Basically everything non-essential. Yeah.
No bar. Darn.
Shut down. If there was more than 10 people in this
kids are
shop,
at home,
we'd all
man,
go
I can't
to jail.
Get a drink. What you talking about?
This is
hell on earth.
So that's this episode. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The social distancing. Everybody's listening to podcasts.
Yep.
Or watching YouTube because no one can work.
Or reading books. From
reading books.
Leggings and Literature.
From leggingsandliterature.com.
There you go.
My wife's blog and Instagram and Facebook. So check that out. Leggingsandliterature.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my job has not quite been affected yet.
Bugs are still alive.
Yeah, I cannot work.
They're not getting the corona.
But I can't work from home.
Yeah.
I have to come to, I'm a service based, so I have to come to your house and do stuff. I've had one person out of maybe 160 say they didn't want me.
Is that right?
Yeah, but generally
so
I spray around the outside of a home.
Suspect you have the plague.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I don't need to see you inside unless you're having some sort of issue. So that's fine.
Good.
But I am going to be the first of your bills if you lose your job and you have no income. I will be the first one to that you'll cancel because I'm not a necessity, essentially.
Yeah. Same
so if it goes longer.
Custom furniture.
Right. Yeah. Custom furniture. So much. So Cody and I are kind of in the same boat there.
Yeah. Mm. When you have builds going on and then customers call and say,
I no longer have money to pay.
I know that I paid a deposit, but I can't even pay the rest because I don't have a job anymore. Don't know when I'm going to get my next check.
You, yeah.
And it's, well, you know, I just have grace. Like, I understand.
Right, for sure.
Feed your family.
Mm.
You know, you can't eat the wood.
No.
You know, like, feed the family.
Yeah. So, do you keep that deposit? I mean, in
well,
normal situations, yes, for sure. That's what the deposit is for.
Well, I already bought the material or halfway made it or did make it, and now it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, like, it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's already been sunk back into something.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could just be like, yeah, let's just nix it. But all the ones that I have that I've gotten a call is like, it's either materials already paid for and, you know, I can't just take it back.
Gosh.
I need to call soon to see if when my mill is going to be.
Mill?
The mill.
Because it sounded like you said meal.
Meal.
I heard mail.
I heard Arkansas.
Mill.
So the mill.
Like a wood mill.
Okay.
Milling service.
Yes.
Guys.
The mill.
Anyways, yes. And we'll see if they're going to be in
business.
Yeah, they shut down. Like, I can't get stuff. So,
you're kidding.
There's no point in me even being in. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, my wife is in a similar situation. She's a speech pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets paid per billable hour.
Yeah.
And when all the school, she's not in a school. So, when all the schools and daycares get shut down, which is what's happening. The kids don't show up. she can't bill. So she's at maybe 30% of normal billing right now.
That's rough.
And most of the business, the other people that work for this business work in schools and are have the contract with the school. And the schools are shut down, which means the schools aren't paying them, which means the business owner is making $0. And he's very worried he's going to lose the business. So if Molly can't work, she loses her job. If the other people don't work and the schools are closed, the business shuts down and she loses her job. And we're out in income there. So we're at scary times for that.
Yeah, I mean, as a nation, we're in some unprecedented,
crazy times. It's really weird how some people literally have a vacation and are fully paid and not worried.
Well, as of
now. Which is great. Fantastic. So,
I'm still a little bit worried because if this gets real bad, the extracurricular, it's not an extracurricular activity, but it's an activity class, yes.
Art.
The fine arts.
They'd cut the arts
the
first
fine thing? Arts will get cut before anything else gets cut. Yeah. And I don't think it'll happen. I think this will all turn crazy. Full circle before that's affected, but I'm on the fringe. I'm not a homeroom teacher.
Don't waste your time now being home. This is what I'm trying to tell Molly.
Yeah.
Which is understandably extremely hard, but it's like you're home, you've been given this weird gift of time. Don't waste your time worrying about what you can't control and enjoy.
If you're talking to me personally, I'm not very worried.
I'm trying to tell my wife and tell myself.
You're telling everybody. Okay.
I mean what's going to happen is under God's control. We can't control it. Enjoy the time that you're given.
Exactly.
But it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
During something serious. So, fortunately I have digital stuff continuing to make income for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Not hardly as much, because when you're doing on my Amazon sales, all my links are affiliate links.
Okay.
So
Amazon's affected, so you're affected.
Yeah. Just if you're disposable not buying income's more things,
affected, you're affected.
I make less.
So your Amazon
it's issues maybe have taken a hit. Tenth.
Okay.
It's a lot less.
But your video content is more of an evergreen situation.
Yeah, that's pretty standard right now. I'm kind of curious about how advertisers are going to pay and want more advertising.
Mm.
Although right now everybody's consuming so much more content.
I was going to say it. Yeah.
Your advertising in normal situations would go farther right now.
Right.
But no one's spending any of their extra money. They're hoarding it or taking it out of the bank. Some of our friends have said, taking all my money out of a bank, I don't trust it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
And they're collecting all the toilet paper.
Let's not start a run on the bank. No, I mean, absence of toilet paper is bad enough.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So the run on the bank, I mean, that happened during the Great Depression. Everybody took their money out.
Yep.
And that's when the economy fell real bad. And so I think, I don't know. I just keep looking at everything going on as a capitalist, right? I know, yeah.
You're a good company.
Well, no, I just see all these bailouts that are happening, and I mean, I own a business. I get it.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, you kind of got to let the pieces fall where they may. And the more you keep throwing money at bailing some of these companies out, it's going to be the 2008 thing again where we bail out banks.
Exactly. It worked before, though, when auto companies that make crappy cars got propped up and they're still around. Oh, wait. Did I say that out loud? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So I just think the chips should fall where they fall.
You're probably right.
Because all we're doing is going to kick the can down the road.
You're probably right.
You know, our kids are going to hurt for it. Or we're still going to hurt for it. I mean, that's trillions of dollars in debt.
I mean, I'm not an economist here. I do not understand the dismal science, but basically the idea of capitalism is,
you can only
say that's what I'm afraid of.
Like,
if something
falls,
you can
print money until there's nothing left to print.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a Fed that's at 0%.
Okay,
right now,
so there you go. So
I want to remortgage.
Government financing, government this and that.
It doesn't affect your mortgage.
The idea of capitalism is like if something implodes and falls over, something's going to fill the vacuum because that's the way free enterprise works. But we're not going to let it do that.
No.
We're too scared.
Too scared.
Save us, government!
Yeah.
No, I'm not for that.
Okay, now I'm off the soapbox that Cody kind of placed right in front of me.
Just kicked it over.
Just kicked it over. Sorry, what were we talking about?
You don't have internet or television at your house.
No.
What are y'all doing all day, every day? Everybody's home.
Okay, I'm playing a lot of Civilization V.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm trying to conquer it on immortal mode, which is almost the hardest. Yeah. And I'm drawing a lot. And we played with Lego today. We opened a new box that I had stored away. And my wife got them these little weaving looms with the stretchy loop things that you can make pot holders out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
My daughters have gone ballistic. Like, they've cranked like 5,000 out a dozen in the last day. Yeah.
That's about all you can make with that
I know.
Kit.
It's basically the same thing over and over, but they're like, oh, there's like 20 colors in this massive bag of 80,000 loopies, and we're going to make all the colors, and they do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not losing its appeal, so.
Well, you also have made really good use of your time and 3D printed a chicken tank.
Oh, that's right.
finished a project.
my second sculpt ever in 3D, which, thank you, Tinkercad, even I can handle that. So, I had a schematic, a drawing I did a long time ago of basically it was an inverted World War II armored personnel carrier on tank treads with a rooster head and rocket launchers on it, and it's called the Doom Rooster.
It's the most impractical, amazing
model
ever.
Oh, it's so stupid, yes. So, I mean, you got a resin printer. I had Tinkercad for a while. Obviously, what had to happen was I make a 3D file and print it at Ben's, and it is glorious, and you can check my Instagram.
At Fiery Squirrel Art.
Fiery Squirrel Art. If you can spell any of that, good luck. To see the Doom Rooster in glorious liquid red translucent resin.
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's very small.
It's so detailed.
The pictures don't do it justice. No. I'm telling you the miniature scale. It's about
tangible form is so gratifying.
Double your thumb.
Yeah.
Nail size.
60 millimeters tall.
Yeah.
On the Z-axis.
Yeah. Speaking of, Peter, our episode 2 or 3 goes, he started his own kind of side hustle, rowdyroman.com, where he's making firemen chocks.
Mm-hmm. Door chocks, right?
Yeah. Sold to firemen.
Yeah.
He 3D printed those out first. Now he is cutting them out of aluminum, which is amazing.
He's milling
crazy on the CNC. He's using Fusion 360. It's fantastic. He's now anodizing them at home, putting color on, and now he's using the laser to remove the anodization and make a logo.
Another teacher making use of their time.
Yes, another teacher who's home. But he...
So he's got like this laser focus that takes an idea and doesn't let go of it.
I don't know where the market is for the cock tank, but
the chicken tank.
Gamers, I mean, I thought of it as a game board token.
Yeah, first, that's about
so.
It.
Yeah, that's basically
somebody loves it. On Clank. I don't know where that market is.
Or for Clank, absolutely. Clank, next time I play tank. Clank, I'm the Doom Rooster on the ship.
Well, that's
Clank,
what I'm,
Clank the chicken tank.
That's what I was speaking of. Pete just found out how to drop in the mic on your face.
I just smacked myself in the face with it.
Pete found out how to scan your face. And we scanned my face, Brian's face, and Pete's face.
Yeah, we did.
And he shrank that down and put it on some miniatures, and we printed ourselves.
They are pretty funny.
They're amazing. Little Dungeons and Dragons warriors pretty with much. Swords
Pete's
and battle axes.
On, like an orc with a battle axe. I'm a paladin with a sword pointing at... So I printed it tiny. I printed it really big too to see more detail. And Brian said, "Put it on your hood as a hood ornament."
Put it on the truck, hood ornament. I mean, the sword's like right out in front of him.
But
it's like,
it is so cool.
I mean, if this coronavirus gets out of hand and it goes into like some Mad Max stuff, like we're just gonna put those hood ornaments on the front. We're just gonna be like
everyone will
rolling through the streets.
Yes. It'd be hilarious.
When do we get to start dressing like that? I've seen a lot of memes.
Just start now.
Like start taking old lady belts and
there you go.
Crisscross them across your
celebrities
chest.
Celebrities do it every day.
Cut the mohawk.
Yeah.
So put on the eyeshadow, the guy liner.
The guy liner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a lot of like 3D printing stuff recently.
Yeah, we have.
I got my Prusa Mini finally.
Oh, right.
That thing prints amazingly.
It's beautiful.
It is awesome. Out of the box, maybe 10-minute. Put together, didn't tinker with it, and
seriously?
It prints just as good as the expensive big Prusa.
I hate you and your Prusas.
So easy. Yeah. So.
I probably need to get a 3D printer.
I printed the Mandalorian helmet. I think I've done that since one of the last episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's hanging behind the sheet.
That's behind us.
Yeah. That went crazy. It's
as
pretty
it should.
Awesome. That was a pretty fun thing. Yeah. So I printed it on the big printer. Not a great printer, the Anet. But it worked.
Not a good
and
printer.
I didn't have to piece it together. Like, you're piecing yours together with fiberglass and stuff.
What do you mean?
Your Mandalorian helmet? You had to print pieces. You're fiberglassing.
It is filament printed on the
Ender
3.
Seems like a terrible idea.
No, it's a great idea. because you know why? Because even if it's printed at the wrong size, which I think it slightly was, it was just a little too small, I can augment this thing, and I already have. Modify it to fit me better, add some customized parts to it, odds and ends. I mean, now that I know about Tinkercad, I can get lost in this tunnel.
That does require internet to
use.
Yeah,
that's true.
What a bummer.
What do you think I'm doing over here all the time?
You're posting literally right now. You've been doing right it for now. Like 45 minutes.
I'm sorry, I can't multitask.
You're supposed to have this stuff in your notes, and you just copy and save.
Oh, is that how you do that?
That's how I do it every morning.
Yeah. He's that's got like a wife you. That helps him do that
yeah.
stuff.
Got the I got process our in social. Place. Yeah, as of right now, we still have the social media.
So what's going on with your work during the coronavirus? You're still open. Your doors are open as of today.
We're still open. Still trying to, pump what we have out. Hopefully people will be able to pay for it. And we'll see. See where it goes.
Are you backed up on orders? Or are you caught up? Or
No, we're caught up, and that's what's scary.
So tomorrow, what are you doing when you're caught up? And
well, I mean, we're caught up as in what we have going on right now is what we got. So, okay. We're doing some... So I have a desk. It's like a river desk.
Mm.
It's almost done. We'll do the pour.
Oh, the river pour.
Well, we'll do the pour for the desk this week.
You're really we did a lot of epoxy pouring recently, which is awesome.
Yeah, because, there's not a lot of people in the state that do it.
I really want to do my own table.
And
I have to.
Well, and see, we deal Wise Bond epoxy. And so I need more people to be like, I can do this in my garage. And I really want to show people that they can do that. And that they can use Wise Bond to do it because it's a deep pour. So you can pour up to 2 inches at a time instead of 1/8 of an inch of whatever you're getting from Lowe's for $70 a gallon. And so I don't know. Trying to push that, like have people come buy epoxy from me that way. I mean, just something. If you're spending all this time at home, get crafty.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of the bummer of it. Like, you're gifted with all this time, yet you don't have the money to be able to do things necessarily.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I did just install a light/fan over my bathroom shower.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. You did share that.
Yeah.
I did that.
You wish you'd have done it years ago.
I did that in my daughter's bathroom when we first moved in our house. It was so weird. The only light in that whole bathroom was above the vanity.
That's how ours is.
Yeah. And it was like, here, get in there. Just
the vanity's on one side. The shower's way on the other. Like, am I clean? I can't really tell because it's dark in that corner. So the bummer of the light I picked out, and I didn't realize this, was that it shines at 37K, which is more of a yellow, and the shower itself is a creamed yellowy.
So it just looks really yellow.
Super yellow.
It's really yellow in there. And the lights that I have everywhere in the house is 5K.
Yeah.
So it's very white. So it's kind of a weird deal, but... Oh, well, and it's an LED-based thing where you have to change out the whole fixture, and I already cut the hole to the ceiling, so I'm not changing it out. It's just the way it is. So I am seeing where I'm missing when I'm showering. It's just kind of funny. Oh, the shower's really dirty. I couldn't see it.
I thought you were talking about you.
Me too. Well, men only shower in the pits.
I haven't showered there in a while. I haven't scrubbed that.
The pits, the groin, and the hair. That's about it.
Dear.
Yeah.
We use the
there.
We use the shampoo, body wash, diesel fuel.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Air, antifreeze, all in one.
The worst thing, about that was I had to be in the attic, standing on two rafters for about 3 hours trying to wire stuff upright because I had four major wires, like major house wires. Both bathrooms are together, going in to the one little fan fixture that was up there, and I had to pull all those out, remember what all went to what. I took pictures of my phone first, and then I had to run, put that all in a metal box, and then run pigtails, stringing all that stuff. So that took me a good three, and I had to build like a frame around up there to hold the weight of it. So it took me a good like 3 hours up in the attic, and I had to run down and up and down and up, make sure all the lighting, all the electrical is connected.
Good amount of bend sweat is up there.
Well, you have two rafters, and that's all you can stand on and bend on, and I'm at the triangle pitch of the roof.
Yeah.
So I'm like bent in a really weird way for 3 hours.
That's the worst.
It hurt me so weirdly the next three. Like, it was even weird muscles I wasn't using.
I did HVAC for like years.
Oh yeah.
Like there's some weird angles. All into, heavyweight trying to put in fans, and I've hung upside down on a rafter just to put a fan in before.
Really? Under yeah. upside under.
Just hanging on, or were you roped onto something? Or?
Just creased in the knees.
Just hanging there. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Underneath the house.
Got the job done.
In an attic. Yeah. The worst.
It is the worst.
It is the worst.
But that was my job forever.
I've done that. To install insulation under my floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And oh, that, you went underneath that and installed?
Zero fun. Yeah, because I got some of that stuff from you. You gave me free insulation. Right. Remember that? And so yeah. I got that, and I got a staple gun, and I completely covered every inch of my skin and had full face mask. I can't remember.
Still itch for 4 days.
Oh, and right? I couldn't breathe or see a thing when I was down there. Oh, I got some of it up, and then I was like, I'm done. I crawled out.
That's one of those things that's worth paying someone else to
do. I figured that out.
I was that guy. I was that guy you paid. So I had a friend of mine. Yeah. We were going to ministry school, and he did general contracting. And he's like, "Well, I got this job. We're gonna pull all the insulation out from this old house and put new insulation in." I was like, "An idiot," because I was like, oh, "Okay,
you've never done it before."
No, like I've done HVAC enough to know insulation was not gonna be
fine.
You're
just a fool.
Yeah, and so it was just like, "All right, let's do it," you know, and. So for a week, like I just remember, like third day, I was just angry.
Oh yeah,
because I mean, it's just like you itch.
And you're just angry. That's how I was horrible. After the attic. I was like, just don't talk to me because I'm just in a bad mood. I'm just angry. How much did I save here? Why?
Yeah, why did I do that?
Yeah, I was listening to NPR. I listen to NPR when I drive, and they keep running this ad for this study that they did on one of the health things. They gave people money the first week, and they said, here's money, go spend it on an item. Oh. And
where can I sign up for this program?
That was it. Let's measure your happiness.
Yeah.
And then they did, the next week they said, here's money, the same amount of money, and they said, go spend it on a service that saves you time. Not a tangible thing, like you have somebody clean your house or would have installed my fan or whatever. Yeah. And they measured the happiness. And it was immeasurable how much more happy you were when you spent money on time saving rather than an item. Although everybody still, if they have extra money, spends something on an item.
That's very interesting.
And they're trying to figure out why. My thought was...
Because greedy by nature.
No, everyone's gifted with time.
I think we are greedy by nature.
That may be true, but but everyone from birth is gifted with time.
Okay.
You're not gifted with money.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you're going to spend money, you're going to spend something on an item because you think, I have time no matter what. I mean, we all have spend our time differently. Yeah. Some people are home at 12 o'clock every day, and they have a lot of extra time. Some people are off for 3 weeks and getting paid by the state and have a whole lot of time.
Fluke.
Some people are working really hard.
It's not the way
it's meant to be. You know, but that's my thought.
Some people spend all their time stressing about not making any money. Yeah. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if things get worse?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know,
that is an excellent question.
One of the first things that happened when this corona thing first hit was like the SBA was like, "Oh, we're just going to start giving out loans for like low interest."
SBA?
Like, yeah, Small Business Association, like SBA loans, you know.
TIL.
Yeah, so I was like,
Today I learned.
So anyways, I was like, that figures. So I'm sure there's a bunch of people that will go and do that. I will not be one of them. I don't have any debt as of right now as a business.
Stay that way.
That's amazing.
Other than like line of credit, which is just, you know,
revolving line of credit.
So, but that's just for, you know, working collateral.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully we can, you know, try to sustain at least on the smaller things, the smaller items that are, you know, people can afford.
Maybe. What are those smaller items that you make?
I don't know, just the, you know, the flags. We've been doing a lot of flags lately. We're going to increase that to do a lot more different kinds of flags. You know,
do you have those on your Etsy or website?
I've posted the ash ones that we've done and on the Etsy.
There was a nurse one I saw.
Yeah. And that's so
it's an American flag with like the nurse's symbol in the stars and stripes, right?
In the union, yeah.
Or in the
union. So in the union, and you can change that to be whatever you want, like, you know, whatever crest or emblem or whatever it is that you would want in the union.
Yeah.
We could put it there. And so that was kind of the, so it's there. It's a customizable thing. It's on the Etsy, and we're gonna do some more stuff.
Are those lasered?
Those are lasered, and those are done on ash wood, so hardwood. But it's a little bit more expensive, so we're gonna make some more affordable ones out of pine. You know, just decorative wall art,
craft pine.
Right.
So, if I can, you know, hopefully, if my mill is still in business,
you can always buy it at Lowe's.
If not, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, you could.
Well.
Yeah.
So, you got any cutting boards? They still something?
We do cutting boards, but cutting board, you know, it's...
I think that's more of a...
Cutting boards are cutting boards.
Yeah. That's something we just kind of... It's not really like a hot item or anything, you know. Mm. But yeah, so signs...
What about digital, like what I do? YouTubing? Blogging?
So, I have some stuff for YouTube that I got to do, but, I mean, it's still... But same thing. Like what? I mean, I don't have the following that.
But the less content you have, the less following you're.
But
gonna
you do
have
a channel,
crank out
right?
The follower.
What's that? You do have a channel.
Yeah, I do have a channel. Organic but like, what I'm is saying is, and we have some stuff that's gonna hit the channel.
Okay.
But you know, that's not. That. It's not something that's gonna be in like a lot of revenue. You
know? No. Well. So, but if you're making zero.
Baby steps.
Sure.
It's in this. Yeah. It just seems like now's the time if you're gonna do it, to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot more time.
You got to start. Sure. So you still have an employee right now.
Cole, which, you know, now that Harding is out for the rest
of
the semester.
So the school shut down.
Like, he's done. He's graduated.
He finished.
Like, he's
he was in his last
finished.
Year.
Yeah, this is his last year.
Oh.
So, yeah, him and his fiance. And so she's going to, well, the plan was she was going to go to law school, either in Montana or California. So,
is that another big if now?
No, I think regardless she'll still go.
Okay,
but you know, just a matter of when they will leave. And so, I mean, I probably got it for like the rest of this month.
Okay.
And yeah, and I'm doing everything I can to like keep some stuff going for him.
Well, I guess that was my question. You know, like, if you're not making money, you don't want to have an employee to spend money on.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But then again, like, you can't just be like, well, sorry, bye. You know,
right?
So
there's a moral fiber thing there. So like, you know, I'm trying to like Friday so my in-laws are moving their
Is
house.
That the piano thing?
And that was the piano okay. thing. And so I and you know,
Brian hasn't caught up on Instagram.
We didn't
to
have
see that.
We didn't have
a, or that was a story maybe.
We didn't have a ton of stuff going on, so I was just like, all right, well, we'll help you move. I'll bring Cole. Just kind of help him have some stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know. Bring something,
yeah,
you know,
keep him busy.
Yeah,
he's got a truck, he can move stuff.
Yeah so
you
just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
I'll do everything but babysit your kids.
I'll take out a loan.
That's right.
take out a loan. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brian, what are you filling your time up with outside of Civilization? What art and things other than now the 3D printing chicken is done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got...
What's the plans for
you? Well, I've got about
27
other
things. You got like three more weeks
to,
off, right? So what? List
no,
the things that
not
you're...
not off, two? Ben. Not in the classroom, but
whatever.
Not off.
Whatever. You got 3 weeks that are different.
Yes, that's for sure.
What will you be filling the extra time you have now?
Well, I do need to start making some content, probably videos to go to...
YouTube videos.
YouTube, yeah. YouTube and or Arkansas Digital Sandbox, which is a... kind of a closed space to host educational videos that teachers can put up for their students. So
interesting.
I'll make use of that.
But that won't make you any money.
No, it will not.
Okay.
I'm probably not supposed to profit off of student traffic looking for my lesson plans. So
I would, man.
I'll shunt them to the educational portal. Despite
if you need to know how.
All right. I will hook you up. no, I will not. Ms. Parsley, if you're listening, I will not do that. That's my principal.
Okay.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. We have a different username. Don't ever track me.
Stop it. But I'll do that, and I mean, I'm just going to have to plan to upload stuff when I can, yeah, I guess come here or somewhere with Wi-Fi to have something online and available for my students, because here's my issue. My issue is both my strength and my weakness. I teach 600 and something 5th and 6th graders every week, but they only see me once a week. So I have 5 or 6 classes each day, and that's the only time in that period where they come to art.
Are you teaching the same week. Exact thing every period?
If it's 5th and 6th grade, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And so on the one hand, it's, you know, a ton of people and work to facilitate.
But it's only one lesson.
But on the other hand, it's only one, it's two lessons. I mean, unless it's, okay. You know, there's an overlap. Sometimes it's 4.
Yeah.
For my 2 grades, for 5th and 6th grade. So really, all I've had to do up to now for 2 weeks of work, which is what we were supposed to have available, was make one project that should last 2 periods of 45 minutes, and that's it. And I'm set up for 2 weeks. And that's what I've done. Probably it's going to have to, you know, kind of curve up from there. And I'm probably going to need to make a little bit more of an effort, because that was basically just a hard copy sent home with the students. And they'll do it.
What is their project?
It was a character design project that neither grade had ever done before. I thought it was like appropriate.
Draw a chicken tank?
If you wanted to. I mean, I told them it could be anything. It could be a robot, a monster, a normal kid. But basically, it's like, you know, actual concept artists will do. You show the front view, the side view, the back view of the character, an action scene, put them in an actual environment where they're, you know, kind of try to tell a story with it. So that's what they should be doing now and after spring break. And after that, I'm going to have to produce new quote-unquote content/lesson plans, upload them, host them somewhere, and keep going until the 17th or beyond.
Yeah.
If it goes beyond that. Yeah. It's a big question mark. So
I don't see any harm in posting that 2 different places. Post that on your own YouTube.
I mean, I guess
it could blow up. You never know.
I guess there's nothing wrong with going to both places. Yeah, but I mean, I'll use the sandbox for them specifically. And
but post it on your own and be like,
I probably will.
Post it on your Facebook. I mean, it's moms, your kids.
The sandbox situation, I mean, pulls it in from an outside source. I think that's how it works, or it can. That's one option. So it'll be native to YouTube, but then I'll pull it in.
Yeah.
To another domain forum. So. Yep. So hey. If you're interested in, you know, middle school art project type things, check out Fiery Squirrel Art on YouTube. One of them I already have there because I made a video out of it at the beginning of the school year.
What was it?
Mandala project.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Hand-drawn mandala.
That was very cool.
Radial symmetry. Yeah, it's real pretty. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cody, you were like staring off in the distance.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about middle school art education here, and Cody's going.
Yeah, no. I was actually, so what he was talking about, and you were saying bring it into another forum. I was actually thinking about what Make Do is doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Basically
talk
that.
About that.
Oh, yeah.
Joe did a Make Do Create group on Facebook in order to get kids to be able to do stuff at home.
Okay.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
She just released 2 YouTube videos, I think. Yeah, at least one, if not 2.
Good.
And they are amazing from the start.
Yeah, I'm really jealous.
Episode 5.
Minor crap.
Have listened.
And then
hers are amazing.
And she's got a lineup, bro. Like, it's not, she's released 2, but she's got probably like 14 more ready to go.
Well, I told her in the beginning, I said, you have so much great content.
She has great lighting.
The building is fantastic. Building is the great person that's doing it with her is fantastic. She's just set up for success.
Yeah. I'm probably going to try to, like, I don't know, get a job at Make Do. And since they're a nonprofit and they only take volunteers, I will probably be a volunteer.
Nice.
So you're still making $0.
Still making $0. Same.
Yeah.
So keep my salary.
We have a green screen today.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Ben.
Funny story about this.
Oh, please do tell.
There's that was an old blanket.
It is literally a blanket.
I dyed it green and put it through the laundry.
So one of my buddies on Instagram tagged me in a story, and I looked, and it was my profile of Instagram and a company called Newer. NEEWER, which I have some of their products. They make lighting and video equipment. And 2 of my lights are Newer. The lights that are in your shop that I gave you, those are made by Newer.
Okay.
My tripod, one of my tripods is a Newer. So I've heard of this company before. Mm-hmm. They start with an N. My logo is an M and a W, Myers Woodshop. their logo is literally just like mine, an M and a W. Why, I have no idea. But he, that's what he posted. He posted a half and half shot of their logo and my logo saying, "Did they rip Ben off?" And I reposted it tagging them saying, "Here they are coming to take my logo." And it makes no sense. Yeah. Why is there an M and a W? You don't even have either of those in your name. So the guy messaged me.
They have a W.
Oh, dear.
Okay. They don't have an N or an M. They have an N.
Yeah.
So he messaged me. They messaged me after I tagged them on Instagram and said, "This is hilarious. It does look a lot similar, but we've been around for, our logo has been used for like 10 years and mine's been three. And I'm not trademarked or whatever." Yeah. So, but I messaged him back and said, "Why is it an M and a W? It doesn't make any sense." He's like, "Well, they think that it makes an N in between the blank space."
But it doesn't.
I think that's what he said. Something like that. And his explanation made no sense. Either way, he said, "Since it's hilarious and it's such a coincidence, I'd like to send you something." And I was like, "Cool, I'll take something."
Yeah, yes,
thank and you.
Ben can be bought with a green blanket.
Well, I got super sick for 2 weeks. This was right before I got sick.
I had
what was not the coronavirus, flu B.
Sure.
Sick as I've ever been as an adult. Oh, 103 gosh. Fever for 5 days. I'm going to go home with
the plague, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fully over that.
Okay.
But I forgot about it. 2 weeks later, I emailed him and said, "Hey, this is Ben.
Went out and hung out with 10,000 people.
You said to email
people.
You. I got super sick. I forgot all about this. This is my email. These are the things I already use," and I shared the link of the things I actually already had. And he's like, "This cool, you already have some of our stuff." And I said, "I'd like to have a white background, like to do some videos." And I was looking at this one thing. He's like, "Cool, I'll send you that, and a light that you can control with your phone, and some batteries for the lights, because I have the plug-in version. They can be used on battery too." He sent me some batteries. Okay. There's something like $500 worth of stuff.
Nice.
Great. Man.
But that's where the green screen came. So I'm going to try to edit this video with something funny on this green screen.
I'm telling you, man.
So if you're listening and you don't watch on YouTube, watch it on YouTube and see if I have something funny on the green screen. I'm not going to reveal that because I don't really know if I can make it work yet. It's going to be my first try to change the green screen.
Well, you let somebody have my logo and see what happens.
You know what's funny?
Because basically the State Department of Arkansas.
Oh, they'll come at you.
If they rip it, I want a piece of land.
Yeah.
I want.
Get some land.
Yeah.
Get you some land.
I want a public park.
There you go.
So I will
accept.
No one's going there now anyway.
No green blanket for this guy.
These blankets, I thought were like, they kind of look like literal blankets.
Yeah.
They're not though, because
it's Egyptian
they have the wrinkle on them.
Whoa.
So I tried laundering them, which worked pretty well. The green has a little bit more wrinkles. But then I went to iron it, and as soon as the iron hit it, it melted the corner.
Mm.
What a bummer. So I left it the way it was. I guess I should have read the instructions on that. Mm. And that was the first time I was ever going to iron it in my life.
That's not really something you usually do, though, is it?
Never done it. I have to watch a make-do video on how to iron, because I have no clue.
Should probably post one, and it'll be phenomenal.
It will be phenomenal. That's true.
Yeah.
So, that's my life right now. That's where I've been.
That's cool.
Anything else to say about that?
No.
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 Not much is going on, I guess.
No. No. That's everybody weird. Is keeping
home doing nothing.
Yeah, keeping their distance.
Yeah. Your kids are all home?
Yeah. No, actually, because ours go to the developmental daycare Kula, and they're still...
They're still open.
They're still doing therapy. Yeah.
All my kids are home.
Yeah, but it's like a medical facility there. So they don't even allow parents into the building.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like they have staff that are out there, and as soon as the kids get inside, they're like, disinfect them, you know? And then same when you pick them up.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It's a weird times, man.
It was weird.
Crazy weird times.
Brian, you were cutting something on the laser the other day. You sold something on Etsy.
What was I cutting? Oh, right. The shadow box. So I make these little handmade shadow boxes out of reclaimed wood, and I hammer them together with paneling nails myself. Very, very carefully.
100% free.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So except for the nails. Trash wood. Although you make it look pretty.
Although some of the nails, sometimes I'll pry them out of scrap wood. Anyway, point is, I made a sale, and it's the Master
Brian
Sword.
Brian does have an Etsy.
Yes, I do. So I have an Etsy shop. This is the third one that I've sold. It's basically, it's a Master Sword shadow box. So it's the Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda.
A video game?
Yes, a video game.
Yeah.
what's it's, a Zelda?
Yeah, exactly. Legend of Zelda.
Robin Williams named his daughter after that video game.
Is that right?
Zelda.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Zelda.
The girl is
the
Zelda.
Girl.
It is trickery if you've never played it.
Well, it doesn't help that half the artists out there do fan art of gender switching those two characters anyway. Mm. It's infuriating.
Well, they're
so, I don't know why anyone
should be
surprised.
They're very Japanese, so the
exactly.
Men are
so that's
very
another
feminine,
example.
Anyways.
There you go.
It's weird.
So yeah, I sold one of those, handmade it. I tried to get it in the mail yesterday, but it's going to Texas tomorrow. So
nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I used to cut them out on the scroll saw, the sword shapes, but I lasered like 20 of them.
Yeah.
The day before yesterday.
It took like 5 seconds.
I enjoyed it much more than scrolling those
things.
But
you print out, everything's in wood, but you
mm-hmm.
print
oh,
out
Oh, yeah,
color.
The, like the top layer is like I vectored out the sword itself in, you know, very bright colors on glossy paper that I hand cut with an X-Acto knife and then laminate it onto the laser cut shape so that it looks colorful and vibrant against this rough reclaimed woods. Good, you know, juxtaposition of texture and color. It's really aesthetic.
It looks really good.
Thank you.
You gave me one.
Oh, right.
You
didn't
make it for
There's
me, but you gave it to me.
Shop.
It is from Final Fantasy VII, which is my favorite video game of all time.
Yeah.
It is the Buster Sword that Cloud Strife.
Final Fantasy
carried.
VII. Is Cloud's that where they ride Buster the sword. Ostriches?
Yes, yeah. The chocoboos.
The what?
Chocoboos.
They ride the big chickens.
They ride ostriches. We should 3D print that.
And then they made that weird movie afterwards called Advent Children, where he had like the coolest motorcycle stuffed with all kinds of awesome swords.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Mm. I need to make that motorcycle.
I don't think I've
too.
Ever seen that.
No, did you not?
I haven't. Oh, no idea.
I'm sorry. Okay. More nerd than you, huh? Yeah. Okay.
You got time
we
now?
Got time. That's true.
Advent Children.
If you come by the studio, I'll probably be watching that in my office.
Put out after Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within, circa 2000.
That was
or
with
99.
The girl.
Yeah, you remember that? I mean, that was ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was very realistic. 20 years. Like, the animation was crazy.
It was crazy.
They're releasing CGI. All kinds of it's movies like, to straight to video now.
Yeah. On Amazon Prime. Digital,
yeah. Hitting the movie industry.
Onward?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
It's on Prime?
Is it?
Yeah, you pay.
Oh, you buy it. You can buy it on any digital platform.
Yeah,
but like that's so weird.
$20. And
that's the way it should be. I would way rather do that for every movie.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to the movie.
No one's going.
They're closed.
No. Mm-mm. No. So I have something exciting to talk about a little bit.
That's Molly's up. Pregnant.
Not a chance. It would be a...
You had to know that's the first thing he
miracle
guessed.
Miracle baby.
Oh, wow.
We are done it, too. We love. We have enough love for... but no, I have something... I can confirm that something is coming to the shop that's going to be a big deal.
Another laser.
No.
Dang it.
It's not another laser.
Another printer.
It's something that I am well known for, but there is something coming to the shop. I'm excited for it to come. And
more Legos.
The coronavirus kind of pushed it back a little weirdly, but I think in about 3 weeks I should have it and be able to talk about it and show it off.
Mm.
And if you follow me for following me, you'll be very excited.
Sweet.
So, that's about all I can say so far.
Mysterious.
But I'm really excited for it, and
I'm
my shop
stoked.
Is too small. My yeah. shop is too
You're
small.
You're getting a bigger shop.
That would be amazing.
That's not it either?
No.
Okay.
But you will be getting something of mine once I get this thing.
Really?
Yeah. So
does that mean I have to clean out my shop?
You will have to clean out your shop.
My shop's a disaster.
Yeah. Yep. So...
apparently this thing is going to kill the other thing.
Is that how it's going
to... Hopefully. If things
like
are...
Dominance
seem...
in a turf war, it shoves it out the door. Don't come back. I'm here now.
But
okay.
I'm one of four people who are getting it early.
What?
Yep.
Nope.
So, we'll see how...
Who
goes.
Else is getting it?
Magical life of Ben.
I guess I can say who's getting it, as far as I know.
No, don't say it. No, it's a big secret.
No. Two Moose Designs.
Oh. Mm.
Well deserved.
Getting Indeed. One of these... tools Furniture by Pete is getting one of these.
Good.
And there's a guy in California that makes amazing videos. His following is way smaller.
Andrew. Yeah. AG does it.
Oh,
AG
yeah.
He makes amazing, amazing videos.
And he plays the piano, right?
He plays Zelda.
I like him a lot.
Did you see the video he did with the gummy bears?
No.
And the old school Nintendo controller?
I don't think I saw that one.
You gotta watch it. It's so good.
What'd he do?
He just posted it. So he's like doing some like code on like an old school 80s model, the
like Game Boy?
First generation Nintendo controller, right?
Konami code.
And then
the Konami code.
And then these gummy bears like blink and flash and they're like there. It's insane.
I don't know why.
These are so good.
It's
so good.
I know he's doing a collaboration with somebody else right now, making a like a huge. He's doing it on the laser. You need to check it out.
Okay.
Making like a, I don't know, like 3 foot big Game Boy.
Yeah.
Like something. Playable yeah. Game Boy.
Yeah, and he's
crazy.
Man, like
the everything he does is gold. It's awesome.
He's like, I need content. I was like, I need somebody to film it. Like. I mean, if we could somehow get him away from
California,
San Francisco area.
Yeah, I know.
Like, dude.
A little far away. So anyways, if you want to see what we get, I guess we're all going to get it at the same time, theoretically. Follow them as well. So it's at Two Moose Designs, at Furniture by Pete, and at AGDUZIT.
Looks like AG does it.
AG does it, yeah. So... we'll be getting something and showing it off.
All right.
I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
So that should be in about 3 weeks. And once it's out, we'll do a whole episode on the Build Guild about it. Because it'll be sort of worthy of a whole episode, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can find some other people. We have a lot of people lined up.
Well,
we're trying to fit the time in and the social distancing.
Yeah.
It's hard to get everybody together. So. Yeah. Hopefully we get more rolling in 2020. Yeah. We didn't start off 2020 so great.
No.
Which is about how 2020 has gone. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give back my 90-day free trial.
For sure. What are you watching?
AG Does It video.
His video currently. It's
pretty hilarious.
It is funny, isn't it?
Without any sound. It's awesome.
No. I don't want to corrupt our podcast audio here.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't really have anything else.
I don't either. That's it. Nothing much going on.
There's nothing staying alive, people. Yep.
Just trying to make a dollar and
continue
to the world as normal again.
So,
good luck, all you makers out there.
Yes. Now's the time to make.
Yeah. Now's the time to make. Doing it
for a living.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So, you want to close this one out? You want to do it with a prayer?
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think we should.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
I mean, I think in this time, I think this is the time to really
perfect
kind of do that kind of thing.
It sums it up perfectly. Yes.
All right.
Nobody can see you take off your
hat. I did it anyway, and it's hard to do with headphones over your hat.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you first off for these friends that I have, this incredible group of men. God, I thank you for just keeping us safe in this time. Lord, we just pray for your abundance of grace and mercy and healing power over this entire country, the world in general. For those who are hurting in all ways, physically, emotionally, in this time. God, be with the small business owners in this time. Be with those who are just struggling with the fear of the coronavirus, God. And it's in all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's it for the Build Guild podcast. Thanks for listening. We're praying for y'all out there. And we'll see you on the next one.
See y'all.
Ciao.